You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. John Luttrell studied electronics in college, including a stint at MIT. But it wasn't an interest in technology that got him there. It was an interest in electronic music.
You know, I really wanted to study electronics because of my interest in electronic music and just the gear itself. So being a longtime fan of bands like, you know, Tangerine Dream and Kraftwerk and Mike Oldfield, and then a lot of progressive rock groups such as Yes and ELP and Pink Floyd. So I was really fascinated by the electronic aspect of progressive rock music.
As you can hear on John Luttrell's new CD, The Dream Exchange, it was electronic music that won out over electronic technology. John Luttrell is speaking to me from his home studio in Orange County, California. His room sounds like the typical indie electronic musician setup.
Well, I have a pile of keyboards and a pile of guitars, and it's just my little production studio here.
It's where he spends a lot of time working on music for his multimedia company, Basis Media.
I do multimedia production, so that's what pays the bills. So it's primarily creating multimedia content, mostly for corporate clients. I do music, I do voiceover narration, and graphics and animation as well.
It's not the setting you might expect upon hearing his solo music.
One of my larger clients last year was Taco Bell Corporation. They had a new system rolling out in all of their restaurants, and I was part of the team that created the rollout and the training for this new system.
The music of The Dream Exchange isn't the kind of sound he usually imagines when doing this work.
Well, not too much. You know, there are some tracks that probably wouldn't work in a corporate production, although the very last track on The Dream Exchange, which is called With You, I've used quite a bit.
John Luttrell was born in 1957 in Anaco, Venezuela. It was the beginning of a global trek as his American parents took him around the world, including Africa and England. He was the perfect age to be influenced by the transition from psychedelic music into progressive rock in the 1970s.
I always say I learned how to play guitar from, you know, Jimmy Page. You know, I listened to Led Zeppelin. And then, you know, Yes and Pink Floyd and all those prog rock bands in the 70s. And I think that was kind of my training ground.
John Luttrell was in a progressive rock band called Helios.
Kind of a blend of Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Rush. If you could put those two groups together, we were a prog rock trio.
There aren't any recordings from that band, but a composition from it survives on Luttrell's new CD.
Interstellar Dust is three guitars. I'm playing all three guitars, but it's a song that I wrote with my bandmate in Helios back in the day. I'd say probably 1982, and I had not actually recorded it and put it onto a release until now.
John Luttrell has three previous albums of more conventional keyboard-centric New Age music.
And I said, well, you know, I never saw myself as a kind of a New Age pianist, but what the heck? And so I put the album together, sent it to a couple of college radio stations, and got some airplay, which encouraged me to keep pushing ahead and create a couple of other albums.
Switching the emphasis from piano leads to guitar leads has made a major difference in Luttrell's music. The Dream Exchange is more dynamic and rhythmically vibrant than anything he's recorded before.
Over the last 5 or 6 years, in doing gigs here and there, the audience always seemed to kind of light up when I picked up the guitar versus hiding behind my wall of keyboards. So the guitar just seems to capture people's imagination, and that live aspect of playing those 6 strings or 12 strings seemed to really resonate more with people. So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to shift gears a little here, keep the keyboards there as kind of the wallpaper, and bring the guitar up front.
As a progressive rock fan, it came naturally for John Luttrell to create a concept around his music.
I think the titles of the songs on the album relate to the nocturnal subconscious states we experience when we're asleep and dreaming, but also reflect the waking dream or daydreaming mode where we're awake and consciously reflecting on dreams and aspirations in our own lives and in the lives of our friends and families.
Then there's Ethereal Raga.
It's definitely a kind of a spacey track, and a friend of mine said, oh, I love the alien sounds in that. I'm not sure which sound it was that was alien, but I think it definitely summons some images of space, music for abandoned space stations.
John Luttrell is on a mission, bringing progressive rock music into the 21st century.
I feel like I am carrying that torch, as well as some of the classic new age music that came from the beginning from people like Mike Oldfield and Kitaro and Vangelis and Tangerine Dream. I feel like I have that as part of my DNA, so I'm trying to carry that forward.
John Luttrell's new album is called The Dream Exchange on Otter Songs Records. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.